Pete Kaiser and Tulik-Sack. You put together, you know, the top one or two fastest run times going from Kalskeg to Aniak back here and Tulik-Sack. What do you think about your team at this point?
They're holding together pretty good. Been going pretty hard for since Kalskeg, like you said, and they've held together pretty good.
So you've got 4 hours here back to Bethel. What's the game plan for setting up for that run?
Oh, not much to do besides just go as fast as you can to Bethel. Not a lot of strategy involved from here on out, so it's going to be a close one. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. I mean, you trimmed 17 minutes off Roan's lead the last run. I think you trimmed another 17 off the run into Kalskeg. Did you know your team had this in it?
Yeah, they're pretty talented. I mean, I knew they were capable of doing real well, but dog races are so hard to predict. You can't really, you know, say how you think it's going to play out, because it'll probably be the opposite. But, so far so good.
Yeah. And, you know, your speed, I guess, has coincided with a fresh coat of snow and getting off the ice onto more normal trails. Mm-hmm. How does that work for upping that speed?
Oh, well, it's probably actually slightly slower with the snow than right on the ice, but this is nice to have snow, kind of crazy. It ending up being this nice, it's pretty nice evening with the stars out and the snow and clear and calm, beautiful.
How's your team do with running behind another team like this, you know, seven minutes to make up over 50 miles?
Oh, I don't know, it'll be tough. We're just going to go as fast as we can go and see what it gets us. Not really much more we can do besides that.
Drop any dogs here?
No, not planning on it.
Well, good luck with your final run, and we'll talk to you in Bethel.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Pete.